Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. It's Carly with Daytime After Dog on the Blog Talk Network. Today we have on our schedule Robin I think it's her, but first I'm going to put Nadia on. Hey, Nadia.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, and let's work in Robin. I think this is Robin. God, I hope I'm right.
Okay.
Hi, Robin.
Hello, how are you?
You know what? It was just a guess. It was you. It was just a scientific guess that I was doing, and I guess it worked, so yes. How are you feeling?
I'm good, you know, it's just a process, you know. I had chemo last Thursday, and I'm just kind of, you know, going through the results of that, but everything's going well, you know. I was able to have the surgery. So it's, you know, everything is progressing perfect. So I'm very happy and, you know, and I'm glad to be back here.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we've been, you know, worried about you and, you know, I, you know, like I messaged you this morning, if you didn't feel up to it today, you know, always let us know. We can always look around you, right, Nadia?
Definitely. Hi,
yeah.
Robin.
Hello. Hi, yeah. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, Nadia does the schedule now, and which makes my life so much easier. You know, and once you feel better, I want you back on the soap, I've decided that for you. Without you, you know, I know it's your life, but personally, once, you know, I really think you will be great back on the soap. I really do.
Oh, that would be fun. I'd like that.
Okay, well, we will, once you give me the okay, then I will, you know, see what I can do, because I personally think you were born to be, you know, on a soap the whole time. And, you know, I just, you know, I was thinking about that last night. I'm like, well, we haven't seen any soap in 4 days right now. So I'm getting really cranky because it's been like a long week. I mean, we saw Monday's soap. But after that, we've been stuck with this stupid child. So, yeah. Colin's crabby because he doesn't have a soap. But I have a question. Okay, I know you were on Another Word, and you were also on One Life to Live, which both are great soaps. But I think you, when you were on Another Word as Maggie, you did such a great job on it that, you know, I mean, I never understood why Another Word went off the air. I never really understand why they did that to the American people, because you were really, really good. Uh, Yeah, you look great on there. So what was your favorite part of being on there? Okay, Robin?
Hello. I got disconnected somehow. I was like,
well,
I heard the beginning.
I think because it's crazy weather all over the east and the west coast. Right now, we got a little snow in Seattle, which they call it happy.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, so when you were on another road as Maggie, how was that? Because, you know, you were in one of the biggest families on another road.
Yes, you know, at Another World, I enjoyed the show so much. The cast was amazing to work with, but it was really amazing how they tied me in to the show, because originally my character was like this teenager that was hiding out somewhere. And then all of a sudden I became part of the Core family. And then I became a Corey. But I loved being on that show. And Maggie was a fun role to play, because Maggie was basically how I am. I mean, she was written how I talk, how I do things, and she got to sing. So, yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
That is awesome because, yeah, I mean, like I told you once before, yeah. Well, I miss, like, the ending of Another World because of all stupid states in here. So I saw bits and pieces of the final year. Whenever I went to Oregon, I would just watch it there because they were getting Oregon, but not in Seattle. It was crazy then.
It was really bizarre.
It's almost like they didn't want to say, no, we don't want you to have it. Yeah, that's how I felt. Yeah, okay, fine. Maybe I take things a little personal. I don't care. But I was mad. I'm still mad over that. And then, I mean, you were on One Life to Live. And how was that?
Well, One Life to Live was the first soap I was on. And, you know, for me, that was a learning experience. Having been on stage and on TV and different realms of television and different realms of acting and singing, it was my first time being on a soap, and a soap is completely different because you aren't doing the same script every day like you would with a play. You're doing something different. So it was really my learning and my discipline, you know, time period. And I got to work with Tom Christopher, which was wonderful. And just, you know, the cast, everyone, it was kind of, you know, a deer in headlights when I was on that show because I had no idea what to expect. And as it went on, my character at the beginning wasn't supposed to be like a major character. And then all of a sudden they started writing me more and more in, and it kind of snowballed. I ended up killing my uncle. So there you go.
So yeah, and my last question, because you know I don't want to hog you. Well, I always want to hog you, but since I have a wonderful host in Nadia, that's why I don't want to hog you. I mean, if it was just the boys, then it would just be a whole different ball game. But okay, you were in a movie called Murder Is Like Sex. Okay,
oh Lordy,
what was that? I haven't seen it, but now I want to see it just because of the total name of it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I wanted to do horror movies because I wanted to see actually how they were done. You know, I grew up watching them, and I wanted to just see how they were done. And that, you know, so many of them I did, like, cameos and stuff. And, you know, I enjoyed doing them. You know, they were great shows and great opportunity, and I loved everyone I worked with on all of them. But it was the main thing that impressed me was the special effects artist. I mean, that's really, you know, that's what it's about, you know, and the stuff that they could create and do was amazing. And also the script writing of several movies, you know, I mean, it's a lot harder than what people think, you know. So now it's a little bit easier because you have CGI and stuff, but coming up with a creative horror script is, you know, especially it's hard, especially something that hasn't been done over and over and over again. So, you know, I'm one that likes the original movies more than remakes. So, you know, I felt like, you know, that was a time where I was able to do some different things, and that's what I did, and I enjoyed it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is great. And my last question is, so have you gone crazy yet with this whole quarantine and COVID-19? And, yeah, because I personally have almost gone crazy. If it wasn't for the show and us doing so many interviews, I would have gone crazy 6 months ago. So how are you doing with that? Because it's just,
I think for me, it's, well, you know what, though? I have to, you know, kudos to all of you because you've used this time to be creative and do something, you know, as opposed to some people that are just sitting around. You know, you're actually doing stuff and doing something you enjoy. So that's wonderful. But for me, it's, you know, it's been the whole time, it's kind of been monopolized by what I've been going through with cancer. And so it's, you know, it's rare for me not to have a doctor's appointment or something going on. And I've been sleeping through it, basically. But I'm excited because the doctors are letting me go to Vegas. So I'm going to Vegas. I leave next Sunday. So I'm excited.
Well, yeah, it just feels like, you know, I mean, I love to travel, and me being actually in Seattle, Washington, since August of 2019, August 17th, yes, I have it down to a science, people. It just makes me like, oh, my God, I haven't been anywhere. Yeah. So, yeah, that is just crazy in my mind, but...
Yes.
Nadia, who's perfect. Well, yeah, she's perfect. What person do you want, Nadia?
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, nice talking to you. I've been online with you on Facebook, but now it's like I have a voice to go with it.
Exactly. And then I also was on the... Soap Hub Fireside Chat not too long ago. I think it was like a couple of weeks ago or something they had it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on that too.
Yeah. It was funny because I didn't talk to everybody on that, and I think it was like the first time where I had like multiple people on, you know. So I had no idea.
Right.
I was like, I hope I'm doing this right.
Yeah, because it was funny because they kept asking us, oh, do you have any questions for Robin? Does anybody have any questions for Robin? And nobody said anything. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that was funny because I was like, okay. And it's almost like everyone had questions and they just completely forgot them, or else I already answered them or something.
Right, yeah. I think you answered a lot of them, though. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of questions for you. So have you done any musical theater at all?
That's where I began. I started at the age of three. I've done all sorts of musical theater. That was my main training. I highly recommend any theater for anyone that has a rambunctious child to let them kind of it teaches you discipline and kind of gets you ready for if you want to continue to do things in the arts. But I was Annie forever, and then I played Gretel in The Sound of Music. That's where
awesome.
That's where the musical theater thing really began. Fiddler on the Roof, Sound of Music, Annie,
yep.
And then it
Annie.
Was like Annie. It was like Sound of Music, then Annie. I love musical theater, and I was fortunate enough to do the Broadway tour of Gypsy, of course, as well as Miss Moffat starring Ginger Rogers and directed by Joshua Logan. And there's just so many things, and there's so many good musicals out there. There is.
There are.
Yes.
I love them. Yeah.
I
me too. Because I've been acting since I was 3, and I did musical theater all my life, so it was, it was awesome. And then when I see them live, like when I go to the theater at the Boston Opera House in Boston, because that's where I'm from, I'm a season ticket holder, so I go and see all the shows, and I'm like, oh, wow, like this is awesome.
Yeah, good for you. Well, I'll tell you, it is the best training you can get if you're going to go on a soap opera, because it's, the discipline of being on stage is unbelievable. You cannot screw up. You got to cover if you do. And it's great to have to, do the show every night, get used to blocking,
Right.
It really prepares you. And not only that, it's enjoyable, but I enjoy, I watch a lot of the old, musicals and stuff like that. I like Music Man, and that's a favorite. Anything Shirley Jones was in, I loved.
Me too.
Yes,
I absolutely enjoy theater. It's like my favorite.
Yes.
So I have another question. So you said you began your act. So of all the shows that you've been in, soap operas, the movies, do you have a favorite?
I've done so many different things, ranging from commercials to, recording a CD to, I'd have to say probably Maggie was my favorite because I had a lot of fun. At that point, I kind of knew what I was getting into, and the character was so much like me. So I enjoyed that. But I mean, it's really hard to say because there was also a play I did called The Children's Hour. That is one of my favorite things I ever did because I was known as a singer and it was a straight drama. And I played Rosalie in The Children's Hour, which is a play that was based on The Bad Seed. And it was the first time that I got to play like the crying girl as opposed to the popular aunt or something. You know what I mean? So it was,
right,
it was
exactly.
Role, But it was, it's so hard to pick one thing out. Acting-wise, I think Maggie kind of showcased me as far as singing, but also with, the dramatic stuff where I was crying, and it just gave me a chance to kind of blossom. So that probably definitely would be that. And Annie, of course. Annie's got to be a favorite because Annie, without Annie, I wouldn't have, kept going.
Exactly.
I did it for so long, and it's still hard for me to hear the song Tomorrow, though.
I know. I love that song, too.
It's so funny. People will be like, it's okay, the sun will come out tomorrow. I'm like, please do not say that, please.
I know, like, please don't start. Please don't start singing that.
Please. And then they have that commercial on with this guy, and it's like one of the medication commercials, and he's like, the song Tomorrow's in the background, and every time it comes on, I'm like, ugh, and I walk out of the room. My husband's like, what is wrong with you?
That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. So Thera is, like, and Maggie is obviously your favorite. Yes, I used to watch Another World, like, a long time ago. I was like, I remember her now.
I think at that point, even though I was playing this, like, rebellious teen, I was old enough that I still could go out to do, like, the charity events and stuff when they would go places. I didn't need a chaperone. So it was
right.
That time of life where I was able to do more. And, I mean, the most fun I had was going and helping with charity events. And, you know, I loved going to the Emmys and the Soap Opera Awards and all that. And, you know, it's a shame that all that kind of been pushed aside. But, it'll be back sometime, you know?
Exactly, exactly. So that must have been hard when, for all of you, when Another World went off the air.
For everybody, it wasn't a shocker to the people in the show. Because of the fact, I'll be honest and say, when I started the show, I think it was a week into me starting, they got a notice that they weren't being picked up again. So it I know, and I'm thinking, wait, what? I just signed, you know, a multi-year contract with these people. But,
right.
And when I was there, I went through 3 or 4 different executive producers. And, I mean, it was the soaps were a dying breed, and it was, like, struggling. But it was such a good show, and they kept on renewing it. But we didn't know from month to month. I mean, we knew, okay, December, it's not going to be picked up after December. Well, then you get to, like, October. Oh, it was picked up. You know, it was like, okay. So it did outlive what they thought it was going to. So for that, I think everyone felt that was a blessing. But, you know, it was sad. But you knew it was coming. I mean, that's
right,
the main
exactly.
thing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, Robin, it was great talking to you. I don't want to keep us up because we do have a couple of more people that do want to speak with you.
But if it was just the two of us, we would keep you forever. See, yeah. Both of us are so much alike in that way. But, okay, so let's bring on... David, I guess. Hi, David.
Hey, David.
Hi, Robin. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good down here in Florida. It's hot, but now it's cool. Now got this hurricane, I'm doing good. Going crazy with the COVID and everything. So
yeah. Crazy weather and crazy time.
Yes, especially in Florida.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you that nothing like the original than the remake. I'm too big hard film fan, but have you watched The Swarm yet?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Had you watched The Swarm, the B movie, The Swarm?
No, I didn't. I didn't watch it yet, but I know now to look for it because it's in one of the ones from the 70s, isn't it?
Yeah, 78. Came out 78. But I think to me,
yeah,
it's
that's
a
what
he
said. So I'm definitely gonna look for it because I love movies like that.
Yeah, because it got out the acting, but it's cheesy acting and special effects, but they could get.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't it Patty Duke or Patty Austin?
Yeah, Patty Duke in it. She died in it. Well, I didn't just spoil it, but she died in it. But Kane,
oh,
and,
no. Well, she's awesome.
I can tell you how
she died.
I think that's what I'm going to spoil it. But Michael King, Benjamin Mark, you know, so, yeah, so, because I'm a big Hitchcock fan, I just watched The Birds last night, The Birds, I've seen about many times in Psycho, Hitchcock, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that movie that I watched, that Come Play, during chemotherapy, that was really good.
A movie?
Really, yeah. I think you said that you never saw it, but it was.
What movie?
Yeah, it was a little kid who has like autism, and it's just really, really a good. I liked it. I thought it was refreshing because so many things are just copies of other movies, or you kind of get it. And this, I was like, this is really different. So, but you have to be open. You have to really be open to, I mean, it's not this movie where it's going to, you know, make you afraid to sleep, you know, or anything like that, but it keeps your attention the whole time.
Yeah. It's at the high end. I love movies like that. You watch at night in the dark with popcorn, but popcorn. And it's just me and the movie and TV. That's it.
Yes. You got it.
I love that movie that scared me. I think it's the only one movie that ever scared me. Halloween, the original Halloween. 1929.
Oh.
I watched that as a young kid.
Yeah.
I think this one definitely scared me.
Well, I think that scared everybody. That still scares me if I watch that. The original Friday the 13th. All the original ones are frightening.
Yeah. I like we do remake. Like part 3, Halloween would not really get. And part 5 of Jason would not get.
No.
It does have
nothing to
do with Jason and how Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. I love the classics, like TMC. I love watching TMC. Ted Turner classic movies. So they show a lot of great movies on it at times. A lot of times, great movies.
I've been watching, I guess the other night, Sven Bully was on, and he had some, I don't know what it was. It was some black and white movie, but it had me cracking up. Oh, my gosh. But that's another thing I like. I like getting scared, but I also like the ones that are so bad that they're just entertaining.
I just got that from them. Like, wow, it's crazy. Just that cheesy. You call them cheesy ones.
They're not cheesy, but they're cheesy.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on. You know, you're always welcome back here because we love you and we pray for you.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah,
It's been a crazy year for me, but I feel like I'm starting, you know, things are progressing well. I was able to have surgery and just moving forward with everything, and you know, each day I have a little bit more energy, but it comes and goes. Like one minute I'm you know up and at 'em, and then the next minute I have to sit down and I have you know a shortness of breath. So it's just something I've got to go through.
Yeah, I'm saying it. I'm saying it.
Yeah, and David, I will put you on hold. Bring on Bobby, but no. Actually, my mom is a nurse, or was a nurse. She retired. And she said with chemo patients, that is so normal, you know, and really just be generous with yourself and don't give yourself a hard time if you don't get the things you want done in one day because, you know, it just takes a lot out of you. This not for the day.
Yeah, it's that's it's exactly true, and you gotta just I gotta know what my limits are, you know. And there are times that I'll be talking to my husband and I'll be crying, you know, like 5 minutes later, and he'll be like, "What's wrong?" And I'm like, "I feel like I can do something," and then I try to do it and I can't. And that's expected,
and,
you know.
But I think that's another key component that people don't talk about with cancer, that it's almost like an emotional roller coaster too.
Oh, yeah.
That,
yes.
You know, someday you're really fine with everything, and then the next you aren't. And I just think, you know, yeah, you might have chemo last week, but it's still in your body, and it's still very taxing. And so the way I look at it is, after I was sick 2 years ago, 2 years ago, then I had my operation on Valentine's Day. I know that with me, when I was going through my stuff, I was a emotional basket case. You know, because, you get the surgery, you're great. And then I had to wait 2 more weeks, and then I could go back on the show. So me being off air for a year, for me, and it wasn't cancer, but for me, myself, it was just crazy. It was, the emotions were up and down, and I don't people realize. I don't think people really realize that when someone's sick, that their emotions can get all out of whack and into sometimes a depression. And I don't think people really talk about that side of it because they don't
want to say.
Yeah, they don't want to say, okay, I'm messed up right now. I just don't feel like it. So,
it's,
I better bring on Bobby before, you know, he kills me. But he won't kill me. Bobby won't kill me. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Just remember, you're in my prayers.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot. Because I'll tell you what. All these prayers are working. I'm getting positive feedback every time I get a blood test, so that's good.
Yes, that's great. That's great, but it's great to have you back on, and I'm glad that you was able enough to do the show tonight. I know this chemo is. It will take a lot out because I have a lot of friends who've had chemo and have cancer, and it just takes a lot out of them.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, and you know it. You know, when you have your chemotherapy, you know that you're right when you get it too is right when it starts to wear off from the last cycle. So you finally have that energy, and you start feeling okay, and then they zap you again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's hard. And so now I've had a total of 8 cycles, and they are now what they are doing is now every 21 days I will go in and I will get a medicine called Avastin. So for now, you know, no more chemo. So now it's just maintenance and, you know, keeping up with it and, you know, just doing what I can day to day. But, you know, today I had a little bit of energy, and so I'm glad that it all worked out.
Yeah. Well, I won't keep you on the phone too long, but I just, like I said earlier, I hope you're in my prayers, and hopefully you'll be probably back into to the way you were before, hopefully.
Well,
you're in my prayers
you.
And everything. And I'll let the girls and I'll let the girls finish up the interview.
Okay. Okay. Robin, thank you so much for calling in. And please come back anytime. And just let Nadia know when you want to come on and see, since she does a perfect schedule so perfectly. Just let her know, and we will get you on.
Oh,
yes,
well, thank
definitely.
You so much. And I appreciate it so much. And just to anyone listening, please remember, go get your checkups. Get, you know, the HPV vaccine if you can. And just everyone hang in there through this COVID thing, because we're getting through it. And, you know, just keep moving. That's all you can do. And keep smiling.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well, thank you so much, Robin.
Yeah,
you are always in our prayers.
Oh, thank you. Thank you all for having me on again, and I will be back again.
Anytime. You are welcome back anytime.
Well, thank you. And I hope you all are doing well, and I just applaud all of you for keeping your show going during all this. You know, I think it's a wonderful thing.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. Bye. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, and happy Valentine's Day, everybody. A little bit early,
yes, happy Valentine's
happy
Day.
Valentine's
you
Day
too. That's
weekend.
Okay.
Okay. You all take care.
Thank you.
Okay,
you too.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, Bobby, you are unmuted. And I guess, David, you are unmuted too.
Yeah.
So, before we go, there's some announcements. Okay. It's 2 days before the most romantic day of the year. Except, you know, some of us cannot be with the one that we really, really, really want to be with. But my question for the panel is, what is your ultimate love song? Like, your favorite love song of all time? And I'm going to go with David first.
Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men's song, One Sweet Day.
Which one?
Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men's song, One Sweet Day. A great
love
song,
that
One Sweet Day.
That's a good song. Bobby? Bobby, what is your song?
Yeah, probably the same thing. Or the Taylor Swift song, We're Never Ever Getting Back Together Again.
It's a breakup song.
And what about you, Nadia?
My favorite is probably Endless Love. I love that song.
It's a great song,
oh
too,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Me too. I mean, that's in my like top five, but my ultimate favorite love song of all is by Supply Making Love, Out of Nothing at All. I don't know why. Every time it comes on, I get happy. And, you know, it's weird because it's the 12th. It's 2 days before Valentine's Day. And Whitney Houston has been on my mind
love Whitney
all
Houston.
Day.
Because
The 12th is the date she died. And I keep thinking in my head lately, how many artists we've lost since Mike Sen and Whitney Houston. And when you think about how many stars since then we've lost. And, you know, the other day, I think Mary Wilson from the Supremes passed away. I really think. I mean, I will always remember where I was when I heard about Michael Jackson, because I mean I grew up listening to him. And what do you guys remember hearing that news? Because that was the one that actually really broke me, because I, you know, the way the reports were coming out, that, you know, it did not look good, but, you know, he was taken to the hospital. And they were covering themselves, because I think he was already pronounced dead before they wanted the media to know. Did you get that feeling, Nadia?
I think so.
You know, I mean, you know, what about you, David?
With that thing, this is it. He looked kind of bad, like he was doing drugs. He looked very skinny. Is that documentary he did? This is this. He looked kind of skinny. He looks kind of skinny. Different.
Yeah, and
so I know you saw something.
And Bobby, do you remember where you were?
All I remember was when I heard about it, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah. Well, I knew it wasn't a joke because I have a friend who is a reporter here in Seattle. He called me and goes, turn on your TV. Zeno Hospital, we are not being interrupted. But in about 2 seconds, the whole wide world is going to crash. And that's all he could say on the phone. And then the phone went dead. So I turned on the TV, and they just said, Michael Jackson had been taken to the hospital. But how they said taken to the hospital, for me, it was a really red flag. Like, the way they spoke told me he was not going to make it. And there was another death that I blame the media on in itself, is Princess Di. I'm a huge royal family, you know, I'm hearing about the royal family. So when I heard on CNN that night, it was a Saturday night, and something that I was home by myself was on the, you know, I was like 2021. And I was, for some reason, I had CNN on because I was flipping through the standards. And Tom Cruise, who I don't like anymore, but was on CNN. And I saw the Tunnel of London. And I'm like, wait, what in the hell is happening here? And then they go, Diana, Princess Di is in a car accident. That moment, I knew she was gone. I knew they were lying to us. Once again, I just knew that we were being lied to. And I will never forgive the Queen and Soros for not waking up the boys and telling them at that moment. You know, they wanted to wait until they woke up and told them. And, like, hey, so you're going to always break their hearts no matter when you tell them? But I think if I was them, I would have been a little pissed off that you waited 6 hours to tell me my mother was gone. I mean, that is just my big thing with the Queen. And so, Nadia, who do we have next week?
So for next week, we have, give me 1 second, let me just pull up the schedule. I Okay, I have so many emails. Okay, hold on. All right, so let's see. We have on February 16th, we have Nicholas Coster.
Oh, okay. That's a really cool interview.
And then the 18th, we have Marianne Morelli.
Okay, good. Yeah, we might have one more on the 16th. I told you about it.
Okay.
Then, so then, but no, no, I'm glad we did not schedule a Monday show this week because I don't know how I'm going to be feeling after the shot on Sunday and I don't find it romantic at all. Now I'm getting my second vaccination on Valentine's Day. Having a shot and Valentine's Day both don't go hand in hand in my mind. So, yeah. And before we go, there's been an announcement. General Hospital should resume regularly on Monday. They keep saying, well, I really hope so, because today was the most boring day of the trial. But I wanted to see. So, NBC covers of the Summer Olympics scheduled today. NBC will be covering the Olympics from Tokyo from 7 a.m. and to 11 a.m. Eastern on Friday, July 23rd. And it will be going to, the last day of the Olympics is two and a half weeks. You know, and then it wasn't bad enough for the Danish people. On the 16th and 17th of September, they are going to preempt for the U.S. Open. So, great job, people on NBC. Great lineup, really great. I mean, I still don't feel if they're canceling. Having the Oscars, University, canceling Stagecoach, Hunter, all that, why are we having the Summer Olympics and it is in Hong Kong,
Tokyo.
Tokyo, okay, fine, Tokyo. I still don't feel like it's safe to have it. Okay, you're talking about a million people going there, and we are not nearly at the end of this. Nani, what do you think? Days of My Life will be back August 6th. So, yeah, we are talking, almost 2.5 weeks of no days. Do you guys feel like it's safe to have the Olympics? Or do you feel like it's not safe, Nadia?
Well, it depends. I mean, I don't know if they're going to have, are they going to have people at the Olympics or are they just going to have them perform? That's the only thing. I mean, if it's just them performing, it's all right. But if they're going to have people in there watching them, who knows? It all depends.
And I'm sorry, going to a foreign country right now, I wouldn't do it myself. Bobby, what do you think?
Well, they can have a bubble like what they're having in basketball or in hockey or something like that, then I can understand. But you're talking about a possibility, and mind you, Japan and China and Hong and South Korea were the first places that got this COVID, that got the corona COVID virus in the first place. And then there's some new COVID from South Africa and Britain that's coming in. I don't see it safe. And even if we get, and I'm sure that a lot of people will get the vaccine by then, but I don't want a recurrence come the fall as a result of this.
Yeah, and what about you, David? What are you feeling?
I think if they take precautions, they can have it. Take certain precautions, and they can have it. But I don't think it's safe, but take certain precautions, they can have
it. I just think right now for the American people, they are risking all American athletes to weigh too much on this. Because if you're going to have it in Tokyo, well, this all started. I don't know. I just don't trust it. You know, but if it was just the athletes over there doing the competition, then fine. But if it's like a million people going over there, I don't know. I wouldn't do it. And my last announcement of the day is it's trying to snow in Seattle, and it makes Carly happy, but we didn't get enough snow to make Carly happy. We just got a dust of snow, and right now in Seattle it is 30 degrees. Okay, and we are on a winter storm morning until Monday, so Carly cannot be happier. And, oh, yeah, before we go, remember, it is a four-day weekend, people. There is President's Weekend. So remember, Monday, no mail, no banks. You know, it's a federal holiday. So, yes, have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy the view. Wash your hands. Don't be nice about Trump. And have a great weekend.
Yes, you too.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right,
bye.
Everybody. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.